All right, Art, lately I've been talking to trucking companies, and you would not believe and for some reason it's like this slew of the same question being asked these trucking companies when truck drivers are calling them for a job. You want to know what that is?
What's the questions?
Do you do hair follicles?
Hair follicles? As in drug and alcohol?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, right? You know, you got these... And a lot of them, I'm not trying to put down the young guys, but a lot of them, this is what I'm being told, this is by more than one trucking company, all right? These guys are calling in and they're saying, hey, man, by the way, do you do hair follicles? I mean, honestly, if you're looking for probably a stronger question that will make the guy on the other phone raise 20,000 red flags and go, I'm never hiring this guy ever. That's the question to ask a company. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to sit there and ask a question, it's like saying something really stupid to a woman like, well, I'm not going to go there.
All right.
But I mean, yeah, you don't ask, do you dare? You're automatically saying, hey, I did drugs back then. Can you, do you test for that? You know?
Right. And that's my whole thing that makes sense of this because guys, there's certain things that you say to people that they're going to know you're guilty of something. Obviously, do you do hair follicles, which for anybody out there that doesn't understand what that means, it means when you come into a trucking company, you have to do a pre-employment drug screen. 95% of them all just do urine tests.
You pee in the bottle.
Pee in the cup, the bottle, whatever. And then they get the results, okay? The pee results or the urine results, they only go back, what, 30 days or something like that. That's usually what, if you've smoked weed, for example, usually in urine, it's going to show up maybe 30 days, depending on how hard you use, right?
Well, yeah, because it could stay in longer.
Right, it could stay
in. If you're a habitual weed smoker, 30 days isn't going to clean out your system.
Yeah, if you smoke weed like you smoke Marlboro, you probably might go over the 30-day benchmark. But that's the general rule if you're smoking weed and you go to do a random or you go to do anything. And, you know, here's the other thing. If you smoke it once, and it could still last up to 30 days, so you don't know. But generally, it doesn't usually go more than 30 days. But the reason drivers are calling, for anybody out there that doesn't understand what we're talking about, the reason they ask, do you do hair follicles? Because hair follicles go back, what, as far as the hair grows?
Yeah, years.
Like if you have 6-inch hair, it'll go back to the root. I don't even know the answer to that myself, but I know, like you said, it'll go back years, right?
Yeah, it goes back a while. Basically, it takes your hair a long time to grow. It takes, I forgot what the actual measurement is, but it's so many inches per year. I think the average is like 2 or 3 inches per year for your hair to actually grow. And when you do a hair follicle test, the oils in your hair follicles and in your scalp retain everything. So when you are doing a hair follicle test, they'll know if you've done any drugs in the last couple of years. I want to say it's 3 to 5, but I'm not 100% sure.
AR, I seen a movie once, right? It was, I can't even remember what it was. It was one of those older movies, and this one kid, he walks into the drugstore, and he's itching, you know, his crotch area, right? Well, okay, so check this out. He walks up to the pharmacist finally, and the pharmacist is, he's an old guy, he's smart, you know, he understands. But so the kid's like just dilly-dallying around, and he finally asks the pharmacy, says, my friend is in need of the medicine for crabs. Yeah, exactly. So the pharmacist's like, wink, wink. Yeah, okay, here's for your friend. See, and what I'm getting at is, just by the way you ask a question, everybody knows probably the answer. So when you ask a trucking company, do you do hair follicle tests? They're probably putting it in the computer. If you're smart enough to give them your name, okay, they're going to probably put you down in their computer as never hire.
Well, they're gonna put you down as definitely I'm a user.
Yeah. So that's I would say that lay off that question. If you're smoking, and look, I'm not here. I'm not an advocate to anybody that's smoking weed, and I'm not here to defend you, or I'm also not here to jump all over you. But I would tell you, the weed's making you not too bright by asking that question. To be honest with you, you're better off waiting. You know, waiting X amount of days. Now, it is kind of a little bit of a legitimate question, Ruthann, if they're not willing to shave their hair. But, you know, here's something that I have learned with companies that do hair follicles, Ruthann, and tell me if this is true, because you've been inside more than I have. Most of them, what is it? Maybe one out of 10 or one out of 20 people actually get the actual hair follicle. Most of them are still doing the urinalysis. It's kind of a random thing when you actually get your hair plucked.
Right, right. And I think I'm not sure on
this. I'd be like, ow, when you pull my hair, man. What the hell's wrong with you? No, I'm just kidding.
I actually like when I do that
too. I smack them.
No, when you actually get
bastard,
most companies,
pull my hair, man.
Most companies do urine. But what happens is, I believe it's becoming more common with companies, because of insurance purposes and so forth, to do hair follicles as a random. So they don't even know if it's going to be one in a 10, or if it's going to be, hey, today we're going to pick anybody that has a letter K in the first of their name. You know, they don't know that. So, you know, to say, do you do hair follicle? A lot of companies now are going to say, yeah, we do, especially if you're asking, because you're just admitting that you've been a drug user. But I think insurance companies are starting to require it a little bit more.
And I do understand, R, that, you know, the more I think about it, they've got to find out, only because, you know, if you do a hair follicle, it's, you're going to fail it, you know, obviously. But, you know, personally, if you're going to do that, I would call anonymously. And that's the only way. I'm not trying to give advice how to sneak your drugs into the trucking company. But I will tell you, as soon as somebody's saying that, because all these trucking companies that I was talking to, they're like, I can't even believe how many people are saying that these days. So, you know, really what the bottom line is, I would tell you guys, you young guys out there, especially you young guys, and there's some old time weed smokers out there. There's no doubt about that. Okay. But here's what I will tell you. Just because a lot of states are getting legal with weed, it's still illegal to have it in your system.
As a truck driver.
It really is.
You're a professional. You're not supposed to have it.
Here's the catch 22, R. Like with alcohol, you can, that stuff goes out of your system, okay, after like 7 or 8 hours. You're not, you know what I mean? It gets lower and lower. They could tell if you're intoxicated. With weed, you know what I mean? You can pop random on a weed test with a hair follicle, like some of these drivers are worried about, okay? And you're screwed, because even though you're not high, you might not have even smoked it for 6 months.
Yeah, but you might have done it on your downtime at home on a vacation where you weren't driving for a week. It doesn't matter.
But it might have been a year ago that they smoked it, and that's, they're going to be held against them, which I disagree with. It shouldn't be held against them. But at the same time, this marijuana thing, everybody, they're just trying to now get it figured out. So you guys out there, here's what you guys got to know. All you young guys and all you, even all you old-time weed smokers, you maybe live in Colorado or Washington where, shoot, you can go down to the 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee and a bong, and sit there smoking it, you know, outside. I don't even know what the law is, how you do it. But bottom line is, you guys are like the guinea pigs. And this is what they don't know, Ruthann. These guys right now are in the testing area where the government and the law and DOT are probably unsure of the way they've got to go at this, because it's now becoming legal everywhere. But at the same time, they're saying, nope, it's illegal. Well, if you smoke the damn stuff 5 years ago and you get a hair follicle and you're in a legal state to smoke it, you know, where do you go from there? Because now you're out of trucking. If you get a failed drug screen, you can stand up on the Empire State Building and scream, I'm innocent and I have my rights and blah, blah, blah. Nobody's still going to hire you, because once that goes on your DAC, you're screwed. And you're screwed for at least 3 to 5 years. I was just talking to a trucker the other day, Ruthann. He worked for a major company, CR England, for 1 year. As a kid that I knew, he lives in Allentown. Goes back to Allentown. He gets a job with like one of those little local union companies, whatever. Literally the first week, he fails his drug screen. Dumbass. You know what I mean? And now he can't get back into trucking at all for at least 3 years. And then when he does get back in, he's not going to have any experience because nobody wants to hire him. So it's like a vicious cycle. What happens next is He now has to go either back to school or be retrained by somebody and start all over. You're not just going to walk back in. And why is it? Do you know why, Ruthann?
Because DOT still has their regulations. You cannot.
Well, not just that, but the insurance company that runs the trucking company says, okay, where's he been driving for the last 3 years? Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I wasn't paying close attention.
Well, I'm used to that. But you come back and you go, well, I'm ready, man. I got 5 years experience. When's the last time you drove? Well, 3 years ago when I failed that drug screen. Sorry, sir, I can't help you until you get recertified by a school and you're going to have to go with a trainer. What the hell do I go with a trainer for? And really, it's all about the insurance companies now. So you got screwed over the drugs, and now you're getting screwed because you haven't driven. And it's a vicious cycle. And you know, really, the bottom line with this is that CDL that's in your pocket, that's your golden ticket to work, dude. My advice would be, you know, once you get your CDL, until they get this stuff sorted out, I wouldn't be smoking weed.
No, because even the program that you can take, there's a lot of companies that don't want to accept that program. It's their choice to accept it or not accept it. So if you end up getting hit like that, you have to really, you know, work hard on searching out a company that's going to accept that the SAP program, so that you can go back into trucking and at least still drive, and then be able to go and switch out after a couple of years to a larger company that's not going to worry about the fact that you failed it, because they're not going to end up knowing.
You know, I tell you something else. I've had drivers over the years tell me and other companies that they were at a party and it was secondhand smoke. And you know what? That's been proven. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's like 99.9% almost impossible to get the THC or whatever it is.
Yeah, you can't.
In your system.
You have to actually really ingest it into your body.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but hey, you know, here's another question that trucking companies get asked all the time. You know, recruiters get asked when a driver's calling in for a job interview: is, do you run DAC?
Yes, all companies run DAC. Unless it's a little mom and pop shop type of one truck chuck, you're going to get your DAC ran.
See, you guys got to know, by the question you asked the trucking company, you're telling them that you're guilty of that.
Yeah, I mean, you're guilty of being a job hopper or unsafe, satisfactory, safety. You know, you've got some dirt, and you just said, I got dirt, when you say, do you run a DAC? That's like going to a credit place. I want to buy a car. Do you write a credit report?
Yeah. You know, nobody asks them questions. I mean, what other reason? Think about this. If you were the company and somebody was asking you these questions, here's another one, Aaron. Do you run criminal backgrounds? Well, I mean, obviously, what the hell do you think that they're thinking right away when you go, well, do you run criminal? Do you run a criminal background? I mean,
okay, who did you rob? Is it battery? Is it robbery?
Who did you rob, rape, or kill? You know,
what conviction do you have?
I mean, and guys, listen, everybody screws up. We're not knocking you if you have a past.
No one's perfect. You do have, you know, especially if it, you know, something happened when you're young and stupid, like, you know, 18, full of testosterone, you're dumb enough to go and get in a fight, and you know, it happens. We all understand that. The problem is the trucking companies that have to back you as far as like when you're going off in their truck, and they're responsible for you to a degree if you do something wrong because you're driving their merchandise. That's what they're looking at. How credible are you as a person being responsible with their equipment?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So anyways, this is, realistically, it's a short pod we're doing tonight. It's probably going to be titled, do you do hair follicles? Okay. And I'm telling you, it's really for the drivers. And there's a slew of you guys out there calling companies and asking this. I'm telling you, you're better off just staying away from that stuff. And look, here's the other advice I would tell you. If you have a felony or a misdemeanor and you're worried about a criminal background being run, listen, a lot of trucking companies now will take somebody with a felony that's even 1 or 2 years old. The problem is the type of felony, okay? You just got to keep looking. And instead of just calling in and going, do you do this? You're better off just telling them this is what you have.
Be upfront.
And yeah, I mean, you don't, and to be honest with you, you don't have to give them your name or anything like that. Just call them, say, hey, I'm a driver. I want to get this out of the way right away. I messed up. I got a felony. Or, look, man, I smoked weed 3 years ago, and if you do a hair follicle, I'm going to be screwed. You know, it's you get way more respect versus trying to be almost sneaky in a way, you know, coming into the company. And look, we're not here to pick anybody. We're drivers. Ruthann's driven. I've driven. We're all about driving. And honestly, truly, I can care less if you smoke weed. I really can't. I can care less ever. So, you know, Ruthann, what do you got?
Just remember, they run DAC, they run PSP, they run criminals, they get random for the hair follicles. Insurance companies this day and age are really trying to be very protective of their investments in the company. They don't want to dish out money for certain things. And honestly, you know, ever since 9/11, everything's been more stringent and more tougher when it comes to the drivers. You know, sorry that it really has happened that way, and there's nothing we can do about it except for really take that CDL and treat it as the professional driver that you are. So,
all right. Well, look, guys, we hope you're staying warm. This is the pod isn't this. We're
and
making.
Safe.
Yeah, and safe, of course, but we're doing this pod. In fact, we're out of Florida. Everybody knows that. And it was 25 degrees last night, just above Tampa. They had black ice, literally, on the Veterans Highway. So it's, what are we, in January here, Ruthann? And we're going to wrap this pod up. We're going to be going live here in just a little bit. We appreciate everybody's doing. I can't even talk,
I know, I was kind of disoriented.
Getting tongue-tied. We haven't been on in a couple weeks. That's probably
You know what? That and I'm actually chilly. I mean, it's not like bitter cold, but you know, I'm chilly.
All right. So anyway, so keep the videos coming. We've got a lot of videos we got to put up. Keep the pictures coming. The suggestions coming. We've got interview numbers now. You don't have to be in the studio to be interviewed. We do have a couple interviews we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing an interview with the Trucker Dump guy. And he will be coming on, Lord willing, in the next week or so. And then we'll upload that. But let us know if you want to come on the show. And other than that, God bless. We're out of here, Peace.